In this world, there are a few things I just don't understand. Like, does anyone actually mail their gold to that mysterious company out there in the wild blue yonder? Really? I bet the recipients fall on the floor laughing hysterically if anybody actually does. Why are some creatures elevated to movie star cult status and others despised? Sea turtles and manatees are the rock stars of the animal world, and conversely, empires are built on eradicating entire species of the unfortunate roaches, mosquitoes, and rats. I know someone who moved to Brunswick County, way down deep in the woods, who actually called Totem Inn Zoo and asked them to come round up all the snakes. I know another person that is such an animal fanatic that she went to Boston's Logan Airport, bought all the lobsters that were in the tank, and set them free. Really. I do not understand personalized license plates. Not only am I annoyed when I don't know what they're trying to say, but it is even worse when it tells you what kind of car they're driving. Jan's Beamer, Fred's Jack, what is the point? And Jesus license plates. I'm a big fan of Jesus, but I don't know why you would have a personalized license plate that says Jesus. I want to know who is the arbiter of deciding what type of gifts are appropriate. People routinely gift someone with soap and bubble bath, but nobody would dream of giving dental floss or silver polish. Or who determines what qualifies as gourmet food, thereby being gift basket worthy? It is standard practice to receive chocolates, but why not a big box of macaroni? And why was chewing gum invented? What is the point? Jigsaw puzzles are about as nonsensical to me as going into the linen closet and flinging everything out just to refold all the sheets and towels for fun. You already know what it's going to look like, just like the front of the box. The true challenge would be if it didn't come with a picture on the front. Now that would make sense to me. Have you ever read the fine print on the gas pumps? Well, I would like to know how many times did it actually occur for the words "never siphon by mouth" to be printed on every gas pump in the entire world. My college roommate's mother sewed a name tag on every single item of her clothing, even her underpants. I can only speak for myself, but if I should ever become separated from my underpants, I want them to keep on going with complete anonymity.